Billy in Pennsylvania has a question about how to fix a concrete floor. So, Billy, my question is, what's wrong with it?
I have an old farmhouse, and the basement floor ended up being not concrete, but like a limestone covering.
Okay.
It's real thin. We had a big flooding problem, so we had one of those basement systems put in. That's how I found out about what kind of floor we had. So I had to put some sort of vapor barrier down, and then I want to cover the floor. I was wondering what to cover it with. I was going to do concrete, but everybody's saying you need like four inches of concrete, and then that would take away a lot of headroom.
Yeah. Now, right now, you no longer have a water problem down there?
No. When we get flooded, that pump's going 24/7 almost.
Right. Did you get the flood, or do you get the flood consistent with heavy rainfall, like when it rains a lot around your house?
Yeah, the water table comes up into the basement.
That's not water table. That's a drainage problem outside, because water tables don't move that quickly. I just want to encourage you to look at the grading and drainage issues outside your house, because your pumps are probably running more than they have to. When you get moisture consistent with precipitation, be it snow melt or heavy rainfall. So look outside your house at the grading, the angle of the soil around the house, and the gutter system to make sure it's clean, free-flowing, and that all that water is being diverted well away from the house. And I do mean like 4 to 6 feet away from the house. That's going to reduce the volume of moisture, because even though you've got these pumps, what happens is you get a lot of water that forms outside the foundation wall. And then in the wintertime, Billy, what happens is that freezes and it pushes on the wall. And over years, it has a ratcheting effect and can actually cause those walls to crack. Now, in terms of the floor, yeah, if you're going to put concrete down, you do need to put a good 4 inches in there. If you're not going to do that, or if you're concerned about headroom, you're going to have to dig out what's there to make room for the concrete. The surface that you have right now, being very, very thin, is just not structurally sound enough to be able to support any kind of finished surface. So if it's going to have a utility purpose for you, you might have to take that out, go down, you know, 2 or 3 inches to get enough of a surface to put down some woven wire mesh and some concrete to be able to give you net the same headroom that you have. But I wouldn't put anything on top of that, because if you do, you're just going to have a deteriorated base underneath.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.